This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I've got an announcement. The city of Poplar Bluff, the corporation of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, in southeast Missouri, is interested in deploying smart meters. Actually, not the city. Not the people, the city. And the city government is trying to run roughshod over its villagers. So we are going to do a special broadcast on Friday, hour number one, regarding these smart meters and the dangers of the technologies. So I'm concerned about it. I want my smart meter out of here. My smart meter is covered up with a number 10 steel coffee can to help protect it from snowballs and things and rain and whatever else might damage it until it gets removed. But we're going to have a special broadcast to alert the people of Poplar Bluff about what their city is doing. And they are being kept in the dark. And in my opinion, that all of the people on the city council should be removed immediately from their positions allegedly representing the villagers, because they're not representing the villagers. They're not even fostering discussion. They're not even saying, you know what, there's a possibility that this is dangerous. Why don't we discuss it? As a matter of fact, the old meters are working fine. What actually is the problem? These are people who are being manipulated. Either they're being bribed, or they're being coerced, or they're being blackmailed, or they're being threatened, or they're weak. But for sure, they are most certainly ignorant of the facts. I'm not talking about the villagers. I'm talking about the people who are representing the villagers, like the mayor, like the general manager of municipal utilities. So, class, if you'd like to send me the telephone numbers of these people, I will. I'll make them available for you to call. So, who are the city representatives? Alleged representatives. Give me their names and numbers. Cell numbers will work fine. We'll give them out over the year, and we'd like you to attend all of the meetings. And we want to make sure that you're informed, because if you are not informed, you're going to let these guys run roughshod over you, and you will foster increased disease, cancers, and health problems in your neck of the woods with more electromagnetic radiation.
And who was it that said hang together or hang separately?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Founding fathers.
You know, you might think, oh, this is not my problem. I don't live in Poplar Bluff. Yeah, you live in the municipality down the road. But what's happening there is going to happen in your municipality. And if the people of other surrounding municipalities stand up and support their brothers and sisters in Poplar Bluff, then the, so-called governments of these municipalities, which aren't governments at all, they are private corporations, they will think twice, knowing the fight that they're going to have on their hands when it comes time to roll it out in your area.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works.
And it was it was Benjamin Franklin who said, just before signing the Declaration of Independence, he said, we must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately.
That's right.
He said that. He said that in the Continental
Congress. I don't know how hard I can hammer that into people's skulls. We've got to
Well, and that's what our government does. Our government is really, really expert at singling people out when they are when the government is enforced. Let me give you an example. When the police pull someone over, it's usually a couple cops in a car pulling over one person. The cops use overwhelming force, lights, element of surprise, sirens, noise, and they come out, and they're in uniforms. And typically they wear these hats. Now, why do they wear these hats? If you look at a cop's hat, it is usually has a raised peak, which makes them appear bigger than they even are. Some of them have these huge, huge caps that, or hats that you could, they resemble something from maybe the 1800s that Abraham Lincoln might wear. Huge, to make them look even taller. And then they're puffed out with their body armor, and they've got their guns and their their tool belt with all kinds of weapons on it, and they look formidable. And you're just driving your car, you know, listening to the radio.
Groceries.
Yeah. Yeah. So they use overwhelming force, and there's one guy that comes out on the left, one guy that comes out on the right. They've got their gun on.
And then the guy starts looking through the back of your ute.
Yeah.
You know, and you got this guy over here trying to talk to you, and the other guy's trying to do an unwarranted search on the back of your ute. That's happened to me, and I've posted the video online. You know, if you go to my YouTube channel, I think this video's got about 8,000 or 9,000 views now. You know, a Victoria police officer ignores the Attorney General. And you know something? Alex Jones says something, and that is, you know, when you're flying over target, because that's when you get the flak. I don't think he was the original one who said that, but that YouTube video has got the most views and the most flack of any YouTube video that I've ever posted. And it's that heat, the cop flat out says, I says, do you recognize the opinion of the Attorney General? That's the Commonwealth Department of the Attorney General in Australia. Okay? And he flat out says, no. And I was so gobsmacked when I heard that, you know. And, you know, and then a few minutes after that, I said, oh, by the way, you're being filmed, you know.
Yeah.
And then they have a button, I'm sure, some sort of device that they are allowed to use under the FCC rules that they can press and they can block and they can turn off your camera. They do. I've had that happen to me a number of times. But that little piece of footage survived that process. You know, sometimes you get clips that do survive. And depending on how you've set your camera up. But, yeah, he flat out said that he does not recognise the opinion of the Attorney General. And you tell me, Vincent, what the Attorney General does in the United States.
Let me share something with you. I had a meeting with Mrs. Finelli and the city manager of Lebanon, Missouri. That is a city in Missouri called Lebanon, L-E-B-A-N-O-N. It's a corporation. And so I was meeting with this guy, and I said, you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? And he said, yeah, I got it in my car somewhere, but we don't go by that. Let me say that a different way. We don't go by that.
I've had judges,
we have our own policies and procedures.
You know what?
So we have a guy.
If your policies and procedures do not follow the Constitution, then that's called high treason.
That is what we have in the city of Lebanon, Missouri. That guy is still the city manager. I do everything I can to avoid going to the city of Lebanon, Missouri. Everything I can. There are some things I have to get there. It's difficult to totally boycott the city of Lebanon. However, if I could totally boycott it, I would. I vote with my wallet. I vote with my wallet. yesterday, I went to a really great home improvement store, and it's been there for a long time. It's called Sutherland's. Sutherland's has people who work there, that the guys who work there and the gals operate the forklifts. They get behind the counter. They know where the products are. They stock the shelves. They do it all. Okay, so they don't have specialists that just load and unload and don't do anything else. They don't have specialists who stand behind the register and have no idea what the products that they're selling are. They actually have people who know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked in yesterday and I needed something. I'm putting some tile in. I've never done this kind of tile before, but I needed a type of aluminum molding that goes behind the tile. I'm putting a tub in, first tub we've had in this house. So I'm putting this in, and I needed this 8-foot sections of trim molding, and they had it. The other stores don't have it. Well, there was a guy behind the counter, and he had a white shirt on, and he was about my age. I thought, so he said, "Can I help you?" And there were some other young people at the counter behind him, and it's like a central counter. It's not like where there's conveyor belts where you check out. It's you go to the counter, and you bring your basket to the counter, you put your things on the counter, and then they check them out one at a time.
Yes.
So I said, I'm looking for something, and it was an odd thing. What I also wanted to buy was, you know, a countertop in the United States is typically Formica or Wilson art, and it's the flat counter, your sink's cut out in it, and then there's a backsplash that's about 4 inches tall. Well, the way they do it now is the backsplash just has a little bead of silicone, and water gets under there, and then water causes the medium density fiberboard to expand, and it just falls apart. So I wanted to repair the countertop, and I wanted to put in a stainless steel inside corner bead, which is like, oh, maybe a quarter of an inch wide, and it runs the length of the counter behind the sink. So that's all I wanted to do. So I said, "Do you have that?" And he said, "Let's go look." So we looked, and we looked everywhere in the store. Now, here's the store manager. Here's the guy who runs the entire store. And he said, looks like we don't have it. Let me make a call. So he gets on the phone, and he makes a phone call to a competitor in Springfield, Missouri, like 50 miles away. So he calls them to see if they have it, and they say, "No, that's been discontinued." So he gives me alternative solutions to finding this product. Now, this is the store manager. Now, how often does that happen? Not too often,
no.
Right? And we've talked about
sounds
how
like
things
you're
are changing.
Lucky enough to have an old-fashioned hardware store.
Yeah, yeah. So that's class. You may want to patronize those kinds of companies before they disappear. We'll be right back. Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
When if you, you asked about the duties of the state attorney general. The primary duty of a state attorney general includes representing the state government in legal actions and protecting the public through criminal and civil litigation. But they're also empowered to issue opinions to guide the legal actions of public agencies. Typically, attorneys general are chosen by the voters in statewide elections. They are also supposed to protect we, the villagers, from the government and other organizations. Your thoughts? Did I lose Gwyneth? Gwyneth, are you still with us? Let's see. Let me just check this screen here. It kind of looks like I'm connected. Is Gwyneth connected?
Hello?
Yes, okay,
hello,
great.
I can hear you. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, great. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Got you fine.
It's funny
did you,
how that cut out just at that moment. I think we might be being monitored here.
So what do you think about what I said? Is that accurate?
Okay, yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And with this particular cop, I said, I've seceded from the state of Victoria, okay? And, it was regarding an attorney general's opinion which is the Commonwealth Attorney General, Commonwealth of Australia Attorney General, Opinion 1489, says interstate motor vehicle registrations shall be recognised. And because I have seceded, set up my own state, with, you know, which is surrounded by the state of Victoria, I have the right to issue my own motor vehicle registrations and set up my own bureaucracy as I see fit. Okay? I would not have done this if I had not received such harassment in the years beforehand for me just going around doing my normal business, you know, of transporting livestock, going getting groceries, picking up bales of hay and sacks of chaff, yada, yada, yada. It got to the point where I couldn't even go down the road to the farmer down the road and pick up a sack of chaff for my horse because I might meet members of the blue team who would give me a hard time and it would completely destroy my day because they would issue me with an extortionate notice of demand which might be $700 or $800 and that's going to ruin anyone's day. And then the T-boning happened. You know, after I had seceded. And, you know, I would not have done this if they had actually been a worthwhile government who is actually doing what a government ought to do with providing, you know, actual security to the people and structure for a society to conduct its normal business. You know, and I said, or here's, you know, I explained to this particular cop, I have seceded from the state of Victoria. Do you recognise the opinion of the Attorney General? And he flat out says, no. And I'll provide you with a link to that video afterwards, and you can put it on the USA Prepares page. And, you know, the class can go and watch it because that's so typical of how our supposed, you know, law enforcement, who are no more than a bunch of armed thugs, go about their business. He was going to pull me out of my car and give me a roadside blood test, you know, until he realised that he was being filmed. Now, that's performing, somebody who's not a doctor, who has no medical training, performing a medical procedure. How do I know that that needle's sterile? How do I know it hasn't been used on some junkie just before me? In fact,
how do you know it's not an injection? How do you know it's not an injection?
Yeah, how do I know it's not injecting some poison into me?
Well, heck, you know, we used to, when we were children, they used to have these immunizations in elementary school. And they would just jab you with this little cap that had four little prongs on it. And it was treated with some kind of a biological substance, and it would go into your bloodstream. I mean, it was like four little needle pricks, and bam, you didn't even see it coming. It could be something like that.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Ingevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Ingevity for over 17 years, since before it was Ingevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Ingevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Ingevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Ingevity.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot
flash, you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, our son is going to be helping me this afternoon, right after the broadcast, actually in about 25 minutes, and we're going to be moving our batteries, our nickel iron batteries, into a rack that we've fabricated. And they weigh about well, 81 pounds apiece. So our plan is to expand our off-grid system so that it can handle a greater capacity. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about something that our other son did yesterday. He decided he was going to make dinner for us, and he got the crock pot out and plugged it in and made some what's called Italian beef. It has it's kind of like pulled pork, except it's beef, and it has this Italian seasoning. It's absolutely outstanding. And he made it for the first time, and everybody loved it. And I'm thinking, okay, so how does Gwyneth do this? Because, Gwyneth, you are totally off the grid, and running an electric crock pot probably doesn't make a lot of sense because of the power consumption that's used by, you know, this slow-cooking crock pot. Do you cook on a stove, those kinds of things that might go into an electric crock pot? How do you handle cooking a meal like that or part of a meal?
Okay. We have wood fires, okay? We have three wood fires in the house, one in the lounge, which is primarily for heating, although you can cook on it, one in the kitchen, which is a, like a wood-fired range with an oven, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we have a wood-fired water heater. So we have this, and this house was built in 1985, and I moved into it 4 years ago. So I didn't set up this system. If it had been me setting it up, I probably would have integrated the water heating with the kitchen stove. But it wasn't. So we got three wood fires, and I live in a eucalyptus forest. Quite literally, with kangaroos and wallabies and echidnas, you know, and cockatoos and all the rest of it. So if you think of what an archetypical, you know, somebody living out in the Aussie bush would be living like, that's how I live. Complete with kangaroos hopping past. And our neighbour, or one of the people who lives locally, he's only just moved in not so long ago, and he was, I saw the, a tow truck coming up, and it had his vehicle on the back, and I went, uh-oh, here's trouble. Initially, I thought he'd probably had his plates taken, you know, but it wasn't that. He'd hit a 6-foot-tall grey kangaroo.
No.
That's how big they are, and actually they get even bigger than that. I have seen these. This was in Western Australia. I saw once a grey kangaroo that was 8 feet tall. They are really big.
Aren't they magnificent?
They absolutely are. I was actually hunting goats with my bow and arrow in the underbrush at the time, and we surprised each other. He was just hanging out in the undergrowth, and so was I. I was hunting goats with my bow and arrow. I didn't end up getting a goat that day. But there was a flock that was sort of down in, fairly hanging around down below, and I was getting up the hill and, downwind to try and get a good shot. And, I saw this, that they're called boomers, and he would have been 8 feet tall easily. And I'm 6 foot tall, and he really, really made me feel small. But thankfully, because they can be dangerous, they can attack you. They sit up on their tail, and they get those enormous back legs, and they go bam. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, he got such a fright, he actually ran off. But it was such a boom, 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 loping run. It was amazing to see. But, yeah, that's how we do. If I need to cook a soup, okay, I have to have a good old think about it, and I usually have a pot of soup on the go all the time, and I put it on the stove, and I keep it boiling. And that's how people used to run things before electricity and crock pots were invented, was they had a pot of soup going all the time, and if somebody got hungry, they'd ladle themselves out something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, yeah, but I go out and I, you know, work in my garden during the day, and so it's not like the fire's going all the time. But mm-hmm. usually there's at least some hot coal in one of the fireplaces. And for getting the fire started, I've got a couple of methods. One of them's a Bic lighter
mm-hmm.
and some newspaper. Mm-hmm. And there's a particular shrub that grows around here called Chinaman bush. It's very, very good for fire starting because it will burn even when wet. It has a very high resin content. And, of mm-hmm. course, that means that you learn to be real cautious about sparks and fire when you're out in the forest about for the, you know, for the 6 months of the year when it's completely and utterly, totally dry. You learn to be really, really careful because you use the stuff as kindling. You know how easily it can spark. But sure. you've got to learn, if you're doing preparedness, there will be similar plants. There'll be something in your area. The other method that I have for starting fire is a flint, okay? And you scrape a knife along the flint and it creates quite a spark. You have a thing of tinder, and that's how people used to start fires before Bic lighters were invented.
Sure. What I've done about maybe 30 years ago is if you had friends that smoked cigarettes or visitors that came, they always left matches. And whenever they did, I would just put them in a jar, kind of like a peanut butter jar. It was a glass jar at the time. They were much bigger jars for peanut butter than they are now. And I just put them in this peanut butter jar and close them up. And, you know, after a number of years, I had a full jar of matches. Well, I still have those matches from, I don't know, 30 years ago. Still have them in the jar. They work fine. So, you know, I use one at a time. I'm judicious with them. I try not to waste them. And because they used to be free. If you went to a grocery store and yeah. someone bought cigarettes, they'd give you, you know, 1, 2, 3 packs of matches. It was just something that happened. I don't know if it happens anymore. Probably not. Probably not, because they're probably saving the money.
They probably figured out they weren't selling as many big lighters.
yeah, right. So my question, I'm looking on eBay right now, and I was thinking about this... the crock pot we have that's electric, well, obviously that's going to be a problem because as we go further and further totally off the grid, we're not going to want to be using electric appliances like that. So I'm thinking
a cast iron
crock pot, you know, with a lid, and use it on our gas stove. We have a propane gas stove, and we have, you know, we own our own propane tanks. So we could put that on the back burner, that little tiny simmering burner, and, you know, just let that run all day. That would work really well for us. But I was just wondering if you cook with cast iron on your stove, or what do you use?
I absolutely do. If I can get a cast iron pot at the op shop or whatever, you do see them from time to time, I absolutely do pick it up. As I'm becoming more aware, I wouldn't say that I'm totally not using aluminium anymore, but because some of the bigger pots, it's really hard to get a really, really large cast iron pot. So one mm-hmm. or two of the really big pots that we have around here, they still are aluminium, but I try mm-hmm. not to put anything too acidic in them.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And they will be phased out and repurposed as time goes on and, you know, made into gardens or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, but this is it. You've got to think about this. And each day at about 5 p.m., I said, okay, boys, go out and get the firewood. And they go out and mm-hmm. they bring in a couple of boxes of firewood and also a new supply of Chinaman bush for kindling. And if it gets to like 6 o'clock and I find that they're still on their computers, then I say, what the blooming heck do you think you're doing? Get out there and get the wood.
Sure.
You've got to train your kids. If you're in a preparedness mindset, you've got to train your kids that, you know, the wood's not going to get itself.
Right.
Okay. And I can't get it because then we won't be eating until 10 p.m. And I say, oh, why can't you do it? I say, well, because I'm cooking, you know. And we do have a couple of bread makers. And if I get to it by about 11 a.m. or midday to get bread on, oops, hang on, then I can cook a loaf of bread and I can cook cake. Okay? And they are really, really good. And they will run in the middle of the day, oh gosh, on our solar power. They will run in the middle of the day on our solar power, but you obviously, if you're living off the grid, you can't run anything like that at night, okay? Ditto washing machine, ditto water pumping, and sometimes, you know, because we have a gravity tower for our water pressure, okay, instead of using a pressure pump, because if we were using a pressure pump, we wouldn't be able to run the taps at night. So what we do is usually about once a week, I get our tank water and I run an electric water pump, okay? I think it's an Onga, O-N-G-A, and I pump about 1,000 litres into an IBC cube that sits on top of a tower, and that provides gravity. Here in this country, they call it a header tower. I don't know what they call them in the US, but I'm sure you're you know, familiar with the type of water towers because they used to be everywhere in the country.
You're talking about a circular kind of a tower with a dome top, that kind of thing?
They used to be, but we use an IBC, serves the same purpose.
Okay, when we come back, I'd like to share with you a quick tip for how to clean used cast iron pots and pans that are really disgusting when you buy them. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you want to find out more about Gwyneth Isaacs, just go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, and go to the instructors tab, and you'll find a link to her page. I'll take it right there. Also on page number one of USA Prepared. Gwyneth, I was traveling, and there was a guy selling some stuff out of his garage and driveway, and he had some things that I was interested in. And as I was looking around, he had some cast iron pans. I thought, wow. And so I looked, and I think they said $5 each. So I think there were four of them.
That's all right.
That's what I thought. And you know, they're pretty. Well, if you looked at them, they'd be pretty unappetizing. They had I don't know 30 years worth of grease and goo and on them. And I thought, that's okay. I'm not, but there's got to be an easy way to clean them without chemicals and without chipping and sanding. And so what I did, we heat our house with wood, very much the way you do. And I just took them and I put them in the wood stove. And I left them there for...
Put them in a wood stove and
yeah.
It burns it all off. And you'll
it
find
did.
It gets red hot and that's the end of the problem.
Everything is sterilized. It was clean. And
it
so
won't even
I had
be
to...
rusted anymore.
It was they were magnificent.
Even or deoxidizes the rust and turns it back into iron when it gets mm-hmm. that hot.
Well, they came out. It wasn't like a roaring flame because I put them, you know, in the ashes. I kind of buried them. We have an outdoor wood furnace, but you could do it with a a wood stove that's in the house. You might just put one at a time in there, but it absolutely worked. Several days later, they were magnificent. Took them out, brought them into the kitchen, you know, dusted them off, brought them into the kitchen. We have a kind of like a Brillo pad or an SOS pad. It's like steel wool with wool in it, with yeah. Soap in it. But we use the stainless steel ones that don't have the soap in it. It's kind of like a rougher, coarser version of the SOS pads. And I put some dishwashing detergent on it, scrubbed it out, and then oiled it, seasoned them all. And they're perfect. They're like brand new. Actually, they're better than brand new because the new ones are made by these import manufacturing companies that are thinner, cheaper, rougher, nowhere near as good as the, you know, the 100-year-old USA manufactured versions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not only that, if you, after it's been through that process, if you get, you know, a bit of rag and you soak it in some olive oil and then rub the pot,
mm-hmm.
okay, that for one thing it helps to stop it from corroding again,
mm-hmm.
and it helps to give it a bit of a non-stick surface, and it makes the food taste absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. It really does.
I agree.
And I think it's these techniques that have been lost and forgotten, okay, because people are so used to everything being prepackaged.
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
really are, and they've forgotten how to reuse and repurpose stuff. Like, for instance, today I said, oh, gee, I need a new yabby trap. And I had seen some YouTube videos. A yabby is a freshwater crayfish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dam, and the day that I moved in here, I bought 24 yabbies with me, 24 freshwater crayfish. And in the dam they went, and now there's thousands of them, and there's also a healthy population of catfish. They keep the yabby supply down, so to a point where they're not going to destroy the dam, and they're also jolly fine eating as well. You know, people, at once upon a time, 90% of the population lived out in the countryside, and everybody knew how to do this. This was not rare information 100 years ago. You know, and...
Yep.
With how our family goes, my mum was 42 when I was born, and she was a depression baby. And her family, they were blue bloods of the old variety, but they weren't well off. They knew how to do this sort of thing.
You know, I just looked up yabby.
Time we all remembered.
You're right. I just looked up yabby. Can I plant them in our ponds?
You can put them in the pond, but make sure there's something that's going to eat them.
Well,
we've
got catfish.
Catfish or eel.
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna pursue that. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much for being with us, sharing your time, staying up late. See you next Tuesday.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.